Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio podcast network. And of course, you can listen to all of our podcasts at ravepubs.com. I am excited today to have Simon Dudley on the phone with me, or on the podcast with me today. Hey, Simon, how are you?
Hi, Gary. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to talk to you. Obviously, Simon's with Logitech. You guys all know Logitech. But you may not know what's happened recently with Logitech. I got to see something really cool that we ultimately gave an award to at ISC, which was your new Brio 4K USB camera that you launched at ISC. Tell us how that's been. Is it shipping, and what was the response?
Well, as you remember, Gary, you and I passed each other in a hallway in sunny, or more accurately, in horrible weather, Amsterdam in February to look at Brio. I was also, just to go with the weather, sick as a dog, so I actually barely remember the show. But Brio was our new webcam we launched in, when was that, February in Amsterdam. It's been extraordinary.
Yeah, go ahead.
And as a result, the results have been extraordinary. We've sold far more of these things than we expected to. It's funny, when we started Brio, we started telling everyone that it's the world's first 4K webcam. And then quickly realized that no one cared that it was the world's first 4K webcam. But what it did do is a whole bunch of other stuff. So it did Windows Hello, which allows you to unlock your PC directly by just simply looking into the camera. I had a client turn around to me, a big financial one, and said he would buy 10,000 cameras just for that. So that was kind of nice. He hasn't placed the order yet, but we think he's about to, right? So that was kind of interesting. It also did HDR, and that became an incredibly important thing because you can never control where people put webcams. And as a result, the lighting is really important. Yeah. And then we had the opportunity to change the camera angle because we got such a big sensor.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting that you end up building a product and you think, oh, it's the world's first 4K webcam. And it actually turns out that what really matters is it does HDR, it does Windows Hello, and you can change the camera angle. And yeah. We've been really blown away by how popular the product's been for all those reasons. So that was what ISE was about. I know we got Infocom coming up, and I know you've spoken to my friend and colleague Joan Vandermate about that, and she's telling you all about stuff that I can't talk to about today.
Yeah, we can't talk about what she told me, but I will tell the audience that on June 6th, come to our website, ravepubs.com. It'll be featured on our website. It is probably your biggest announcement in probably half a dozen years, I would venture to say.
You know what? It's interesting you say that. And of course, we're really teasing the audience now. I would certainly say it's going to be bigger than Brio. It's probably going to be as big, if not bigger, than Group. And mm-hmm. So you could well be right. You know, I think the proof's in the pudding. But we're very excited about what we're announcing in June. It's going to be certainly bigger than Brio, and Brio's enormous.
Yeah, I think it will be as well because, and I'll give a little hint, because of the direction the industry's going without giving too much of a hint, is this product fits right in with exactly where every integrator is focused right now. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I truly would. It's very interesting. The market is moving in a direction of mass deployment of video. I gave a talk at ISE about how, and it's pretty disturbing to admit, right? I've been in this industry 25 years, and we've managed to fill 2.5% of meeting rooms with video. If I'd sold wireless networking for 25 years or some other technology and managed to fill 2.5%, I should probably be fired. So, you know, I think there's a lot of argument that says whatever we did in the past as an industry, and unfortunately I was a part of that, you could reasonably argue was a failure. And we're definitely thinking that where we're going with this is a very different angle. And I hope that, and we certainly believe, it's going to produce massively different results all around.
Yeah. And by the way, Simon's been in the industry 25 years. He's one of the few people that started when he was 12. Yeah. Let's talk about some industry stuff since you bring that up. The industry is definitely going through an evolution right now where there's a lot of opportunity in places that we didn't see them before. For example, small meeting room. We weren't really playing there. There were a lot of whiteboards being put in there, but not much other technology. Now we have projectors with short throw lenses that can throw images on walls that from 8-10 inches away. We have large screen display formats that, because they're 4K, you can now sit all the way up against them and not worry about sort of viewer fatigue and pixel definition, which means that now you have more of an immersive environment. And now we have these sort of collaboration boards, as I've been calling them, interactive display boards that are sort of taking over the market. We got 20 manufacturers probably by the end of Infocom that will be in that space. Don't you see this as a great opportunity? I mean, you said 2% of the meeting rooms. Don't you think we'll at least go to 4% soon?
Well, it's an interesting point, right? I'm giving, as part of my work with the IMCCA, actually, I'm giving a talk or moderating a talk at Infocom on Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And most of the great and the good in this whole electronic whiteboarding space will be there. I should point out for the record, Logitech's not in this space. That's the reason.
We're talking about the industry overall.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. But just for sort of completeness. And it's fascinating to me to see that electronic whiteboarding has been a bit of a quiet backwater of the industry for a long time. Few people have been highly successful, Smartboard being an obvious example of that in education. And then a lot of other people have had electronic whiteboards that have languished in the corner of meeting rooms for 15 years.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see now that Microsoft and Cisco and Ricoh and Google and name any number of other characters in the market have all now got products. Is that going to cause the world to go, I know, I need the whole world to be based around a whiteboarding experience? Maybe. I truly do not know the answer to it. I think it's going to be a very interesting few years. I think in 3 years from now, we'll be able to look back and say, is this the telepresence of 2017? Or was this the new paradigm that made everyone decide that actually I do want to base my meetings around whiteboarding? I don't know. I think we're about to find out. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I the way I look at it is I see big companies, Microsoft, Google, for example, validating a market. And in my history of the industry, which is similar to yours, about the same amount of time, that when markets have been validated is when big companies have come in and sort of gotten into that segment of the market. You remember video conferencing. Before the big video conferencing companies were in video conferencing, there were all these other companies out there, right? And then all of a sudden, Polycom and Cisco got into it and validated it. And same way with projectors. In the early days, it was a bunch of brands that nobody would remember now. But then the big guys got into it and validated the market. So I think that it will validate the market. And I think it's going to be great for the market. Interestingly enough, the Google Jamboard started shipping. You talked about Google getting the market. They started shipping their product on Tuesday. Of course, Microsoft had their product a bit overpriced, but it's been shipping for about a year now. And then now you've got a bunch of other brands that are coming into the market with collaboration boards, including Cisco. We mentioned Cisco that are coming into the market with collaboration boards. I do think it's ultimately going to help the market, but it'll also help it'll help grow the market outside of that room too. Because what happens is you go in to do these small rooms, you stumble upon all these other things that could be done in the room. For example, or in the facility. Let me give you a wild example that isn't even related, but let's say sound masking. Like you go through a company and you say, hey, while I'm here, let me tell you something about something called sound masking, because you have this big open environment. Have you thought about putting sound masking in? Which that's not what they called them in for, but if I were an integrator, that'd be something I'd be looking at, right? In addition to everything else around the facility.
Yeah, you know what, Gary, I completely agree. There's the other angle here that, as you rightly said, you know, you kind of half jokingly this, well, maybe we can move to 4% of meeting rooms. I think that's part of the point here, that is whiteboarding, electronic whiteboarding, collaboration, ideation, whatever they want to call it this week, is that going to make everyone in the world put video into their meeting rooms? No. Is it going to be really useful to a certain subset of the overall community? Absolutely, yes. So there is every reason to imagine that even if we only move from 2.5% to 3.5% of meeting rooms, that would be an enormous opportunity for a whole bunch of people. So I think it could move much more than that. I think there's other spaces that are going to want to be filled in with video. And plainly, things like Brio brings it to the desktop on a mass level as well. So it all pushes us in the right direction. I think the answer is no one thing will be the right answer. Everything together will be. But I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the reseller community. I mean, those Spark boards, Jam boards, Surface hubs, they're not giving those things away. And therefore, that gives the reseller community an opportunity to actually have a decent margin product to go to their clients with. And that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Well, Logitech will be in booth 2681, in case you didn't know that, at Infocom. The whole show is in one big hall this year, as opposed to being split in two halls like we are in Vegas. It's going to be hot, so you're going to be better off being inside rather than outside. And there's going to be some amazing new products and technology. And we've talked about Brio. We've talked about some of the other products that have had an impact on the market that over the years Logitech has launched. But on June 6th, will be a brand new product that will be launched on ravepubs.com. And then, so you need to make a plan to go by the Logitech booth at 2681 at Infocom. Simon will be there. And of course, Simon's class he's referring is at 10 a.m. Thursday morning. What's the name of the class, Simon?
Collaboration and Visualization.
Collaboration and Visualization. It's a great class. Simon's a great instructor. He's got a great sense of humor. He's got a fantastic sense of humor, sort of a mixture of cultures in his sense of humor, but he's also, you're a great instructor. So I encourage everybody to go, and your knowledge of the industry is phenomenal. So I appreciate you joining me this morning, and I'm excited to see the product firsthand when we get to the show, and I appreciate your time.
Gary, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for getting me involved, and I look forward to seeing everyone. It should be an incredible show for us.
Yeah, and if you look at the description of this podcast, I'll include links to the stuff we talked about today, in addition to a link to Simon's LinkedIn profile. So thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great day.